people around the world. Sync your smartphone to your Bluetooth with your earpiece on your ear. Take your iPod, your iPad with your HD display. Connect them to the cloud so your data's up to date. With your tablet in the air, play some solid game. Log into Facebook, tag a photo you can share. Tweet your plans, tweet your plans, and play some Angry Birds now. Come on, baby, tell me who's the nerd. Nerd up. Everybody say, grab your GPS and get up on your Segway. Nerd up. It's a way of the world. No matter where you are, you got a 4G signal.
It's time for the Nerd Up Podcast, and here's your pod hosts, Guilty Wilson.
Nerd Up!
All right, once again, it's time for another Nerd Up Podcast. I'm Guilty Wilson.
And I'm Brandon Bell.
And, yep, we got Brandon back with us. It's kind of an amazing little thing. Brandon and I actually got our schedules together, and, well, I kind of forced him to get our schedule together because I promised him a movie. So that's what we're going to talk about here. We just got through watching the Conjuring. And hold on a second, listen. Ooh, a train in the background, too. Yeah, we're out in the parking lot of the Eagle Theater here in Robinson. And we just got through watching The Conjuring. Really good horror movie. Now, Brandon is not a horror movie fan, so I made him watch it anyway. And took him out of his element. And I'll tell you what, he jumped a couple times. I jumped a couple times. So that just kind of gives you a little hint. But basically, The Conjuring... once again, they just opened it at the Eagle Theater. We actually saw the preview of it before anybody else. And I'm going to call her out on it. Shanna, the manager here, she was too scared to watch it. Shanna. So anyway, we braved it. We sat in the theater by ourselves in the dark and watched this scary movie and got scared.
Yeah,
I would say. I know there were moments when my hair was standing. I recall that. Also, like I said earlier, we jumped. There were some jump moments. But the one thing about this movie, it's not just got the jump moments. You know, like, let's say Jason X or, you know, Friday the 13th Part 27 or whatever. But they don't just have that. There's an intelligence behind this, and that's what I love about it. It runs along the lines of Amityville Horror, The Exorcist, Haunting in Connecticut, even... You know, and I've always been a fan of the first Nightmare on Elm Street movie. Only the first. The rest of them suck. But that's because there's actually some thinking involved. Now, this one, though, like Amityville Horror, The Exorcist, and Haunting in Connecticut, is based on a true story. Now, the Warrens, who this is based on, they were paranormal investigators. And they were called in to investigate this haunting. Now, I am an amateur paranormal investigator, especially compared to these guys. These guys, of course, the one guy can actually perform exorcisms and stuff. But I'm actually going to go on a ghost hunt tomorrow night, or tonight when this gets launched, this podcast gets launched. But I'll be going, and now I got some insight, and B, I'm going to be creeped out a little bit more.
Yeah.
So, but this movie, once again, The Conjuring, it's got a cool cast. All of the members of the cast. Well, one of them, actually, the guy that was in Office Space, I was surprised to see him in this. I mean, he's been getting out of Office Space was a great comedy, and I've seen him as a comedy actor, but definitely a good dramatic actor. Great dramatic actor, actually, I'd venture to say. But he was in this one, and I will say all of the cast... During all the moments where they needed to be, they looked scared.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was all some good act. Even, and at first I was wondering, because the Warrens, Ed and Lorraine,
mm-hmm.
Ed was, it kind of seemed stiff at first.
Yeah.
But actually, as it went on, it was kind of explained, because he was holding back because he almost didn't want to do it for the sake of his wife. But I'm not going to give you any information on that,
yeah,
because that's a spoiler.
Oh, yeah.
So, but it was He provided a great... I mean, like I said, at first it seemed stiff, but as it progressed, you realized why, and it's like, no, that's perfect choice. That's great acting. So, I want to get Brandon's opinion here. Brandon, you're not a horror movie fan.
No.
What'd you think of the movie?
I thought it was excellent.
Excellent, yeah?
And I'm not one to love these kind of movies.
Yeah.
My wife's more of a horror fan, so I get pulled into them from time to time.
Right. You're not completely out of your element, but it's not your choice.
Yeah, it's not my choice. If I had a choice, I would be seeing probably one of the other great movies out here.
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking at the sign here, the marquee, Mortal Instruments. I'm going to go see that this weekend. You guys saw that earlier.
Yeah, okay. I saw it earlier.
But let's talk more about The Conjuring here. First of all, the story behind it, it's, again, based on a true story. That's what I love about creepy movies.
Yeah.
Is when they're based on a true story, you're like, dude, this happened. So
it also makes you think, wow, this could probably happen again.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, and again, though, you got to take into effect that they did make some Hollywood choices and probably, you know, made it a little more flamboyant. But most of the moments were intellectual creepiness, you know. There were a few jump out moments, but I'm not going to give you any spoilers because I want you to jump as well.
Yeah.
I will say that there are scenes. He's got basically the family that moves into this house. They got five daughters, and each one of the daughters has something happen to each one of them that makes each segment creepy.
It builds this.
Yeah.
Tension, it builds it up.
And one thing, and we were talking about this before we started recording this podcast, Brandon, you were telling me, what were you saying about the music?
It just, you got to take them cues. If you're a guy like me, I don't, I got to listen for them cues in the music, but it was really hard, in this one.
Well, that's what I was getting ready to say. It's like, okay, you take Friday the 13th, music gets louder and louder, and then all of a sudden it's quiet, you know something's going to happen.
Yeah.
This movie... No, the musical cues were creepy. The musical cues were scary, but they didn't happen when you expected them to.
Exactly. They would pull it out on a part that you wouldn't get that. It's like, wow, they're really mixing it up.
Yeah, and that's one thing, and maybe it's going to be a spoiler for some people, but when the music gets creepy, there's not really a reason other than it's like, oh my gosh, but it does make you think. However, when something really happens... There's no cue, so you didn't know when to be scared.
it takes the tension and just...
Yeah.
It gets you tensed up for nothing, and then it's like, oh.
Yeah, exactly. And I love that. That's one of the things I really liked is that this was a tension-building movie, even at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you kept thinking, okay, what else is going to happen? What else is going to happen? And, all the way through the end, it just... You're glued to your seat.
Yep.
You're creeped out. You're scared. You're like I said, my hair was standing on end a couple times. I jumped.
I mean, I got tensed up in my arms a little bit because I was like, oh boy.
And I noticed one thing I always do when I watch a scary movie is I go through my popcorn and soda like real fast. And I will admit, my soda actually lasted longer this time because, and that's one thing, I don't think it's a bad thing. The movie at first was a little slow.
Yeah.
Now, the beginning, there was this creepy doll.
Yeah, that was... Yeah.
The creepy doll. I mean, every time there's a doll, it's creepy. I mean, I've gone on some ghost hunts before where I've gone on, there's a wall of these creepy-looking dolls at night when the lights are out. They're creepy. But this one, it was creepy even with the lights on.
It was just... it's grotesque.
Yeah, the eye cut and everything.
Yeah.
And you think that's what the movie's going to be about at first. Because they spend a good chunk of it at the beginning. And what it is, it's just building up on the case of the Warrens and how they investigate and what cases they've done. And, and the lectures that they do. But they really added that part added to the creepiness. Because it was like, well, if that can happen, what's going to happen to this one?
Yeah.
It made for a great movie.
Yeah.
And so I'd highly recommend anybody that loves horror movies, go see it. Anybody that doesn't love horror movies, go see it with someone.
Yeah, exactly. Go see it with someone that does because, I mean, it'll get you going.
Uh-huh.
And it really is, like you said, intellectual.
Yeah. Well, throughout the whole thing, you're sitting there going, why is the haunting happening?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what created it? And they do explain it. And when they do explain it, you're like, whoa.
Yeah. And you mentioned, you know, the intellectual behind it still. I mean, you're a paranormal investigator, and you see their tools in this compared to what we have now.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's one, as I was saying before we started recording here, is that one, they set up the paranormal investigation equipment, microphones, cameras, and everything. I'm so glad I live in the digital age. There's a lot of stuff they had to set up and really rig things up. But the team, I like the aspect they had a cop on their team. I'm going to have to see if I can get that on my paranormal investigation.
Talk about such a skeptic, too.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple lines in there. The door slams, and the guy goes, "Oh, it was a draft." Yeah. And then after, and then there's a certain part, he gets injured. And he goes, "So how'd that draft, or that, or no, the draft do that to your face?"
So,
there's some great scenes. He's no longer a skeptic. I mean, I've been there, dude. I know exactly what you're feeling. I was skeptic until one thing happened. So, but yeah, Conjuring. If you haven't seen it yet, go see it. It's been out a couple weeks now. We're just not getting it at this theater because of. Well, actually, I don't know the politics behind it. I don't think it was politics. I think it was just...
A lot of summer movies, I think.
Yeah, they had, like, every single big blockbuster movie come in, and they had a hard time scheduling which ones to get.
Minus Kick-Ass.
I know. That's the one I want to see, Kick-Ass 2. That's coming out sometime soon.
It's already out.
Is it already out?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Okay, I thought it was this weekend is opening. I'm off a week.
Yeah.
So, well, maybe they'll get it eventually, but... So that was one you would be more than happy to go see, right?
Oh, yeah. Comic book movie.
Comic book movie, exactly. So, well, I pulled you out on The Conjuring, and one thing else I love, I mean, again, we had the theater to ourselves because we did the preview, and Shanna was too scared to watch it, the manager, and so... Yeah, it was just so cool to sit in the comfort of those chairs and watch this movie. You know? I mean, really. I mean, especially as many times as I jumped.
I mean, having the theater to yourself, if I would have actually got to that point where I would have screamed out, I was glad that there was nobody else there but you.
Yeah.
I mean,
there were some moments, too.
Yeah.
And plus, I told Brandon to buy us popcorn tonight. Free popcorn on Thursdays. He caught on to that one, though.
Yeah. Gotta love Eagle Theater about it.
Yeah, exactly. And then they got the magic keychain thing coming up. So
I'm going to be getting me one of them.
Yep. $5 and... you get a $5 ticket, plus you get your drinks and popcorn upgraded. Like that.
Yeah.
Now, these guys do everything for us.
I mean,
they're
we're
nice.
Spoiled.
Yeah.
We got an actually nice theater out here.
I know. And everybody always tells me that. You're such a small town. Why do you get... Well, someone actually thought about the community, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, anyway. So, once again, The Conjuring, great horror film. I dragged Brandon out and said, hey, let's go see this. And you were satisfied?
I was satisfied. I'm not regretting it.
Okay. So, see? Go see The Conjuring. It's a really cool movie. And I will tell you one thing before we go, before we close off this podcast, because we're going to make it another short one. But the cinematography in this was phenomenal.
Well done.
It was the way they did the... I mean, it's... I don't know. There's actually a technical term. It's the non-steady cam.
Yeah.
You know, it's like somebody was actually holding a camera the whole time.
But they did it really well.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not this whole jog.
Yeah, like Blair Witch.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's at the right times and the angles. Oh my gosh! Whenever things fall, they fall with it with the camera.
Oh my god! I mean,
but
it's
that's one thing I think this movie really had going was the cinematography. It was just.
I mean, we've been
beautiful.
We've been out what maybe. 10-20 minutes now out of the movie, and I've still got adrenaline.
There you go.
Because it had me on edge.
Yep. And that's one. Not just the music. The music, like I said, that scrambled your brain, really. But the but the cinematography, that's your cues, I think, on this movie. The cinematography. So, all right. Well, that's it for the Nerd Up podcast. Oh, by the way, we still got a contest going on. I hope you listened to the last one, Brandon, because I got a contest going on where people can win stuff, really cool stuff. They're books. They're audiobooks, and I've got a book written by a friend of mine named Peter Schmidt. It's called Summerhawk. I need to give you a copy of that one. You a big reader?
Not a big reader.
No, just the comic books. Darn it. Anyway, Summerhawk is the name. It was by Peter Schmidt.
My wife is.
And, well, maybe you'll get her the book. And it's basically about a reincarnation of Lancelot and all the Grail Knights and King Arthur legends. Basically, it's kind of like the Dresden Files, you know, Harry Dresden, and he's the wizard that takes care of Chicago. Well, this guy, he's not really a wizard. He didn't even know what he is at first, but he becomes one of the Grail Knights. and he has to save Las Vegas. So, and his daughter. And it's really cool because it takes you into the world of Fairy, and he has to fight monsters. And it's just it's a magical book. I mean, it's really cool. And I'm surprised I know the guy that wrote it. So, not by who it is, but by the fact that I know somebody that can write that good.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, if you want to win a copy of that, or Roald Dahl, the guy that wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and all those books, I've got several audiobooks of those. All you got to do is tweet me, at Gil Wilson. Let me know you want one of the books and, you know, your choice, and I'll send one out to you. It's as easy as that. There's no contest. You just have to tweet me, and I'll send it out to you, because I got quite a few to give away. So, and it is first come, first serve, so when they are gone, they are gone. That does it for another Nerd Up podcast. I'm Gil T. Wilson.
And I'm Brandon Bell.
And thanks for joining us. Nerd Up!
www.gilwilson.com.
If you need quality voice work for your radio commercials, audio for TV commercials, or maybe just for that message on hold for your business, you need to check out
www.gilwilson.com.
GILWILSON.com. www.gilwilson.com. Check it out. It's quirky. It's fun. It's innovative.
In a world that needs a little magic, the Eagle Theater in Robinson offers the best deal ever. The Eagle Theater is offering up magic. Pick up a magic keychain for only $5, and you'll be entitled to a $5 ticket every time you go to a movie, 3D not included, from August 30th through October 17th. The magic keychain also allows you to get a single pop and or popcorn upgraded to the next larger size at no additional cost. The magic keychain, only $5, and only available at the Eagle Theater in Robinson.